This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 903. Just read the Hulk Hogan died listening to you on Odyssey, so don't know how live of a show I'm listening to. If you didn't just listen to us talk about Hulk Hogan for most of the segment, then you are probably not caught up. Let us know what you're listening to. We'll try to tell you if you are, in fact, behind. Now, we had to go ahead and push off some baseball nuggets. I would like to run through that right here, if we can.
Yeah. J.J. Watt tweeted something that we'll get to later that I think is very good.
Okay. By the way, love your hat.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Check it out. Those people are definitely going to be fixing up my floor in the next week.
Good friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So it only makes sense, Alec, I think, if we go back and show the Rangers some more love. So I believe we played cut number one. Can you give me cut number two?
Swinging from the left side. The 0-1 pitch is popped up. High into the air, very shallow left field. Wilson, the shortstop, calling for it. And the ball drops. Soderstrom called him off. Rounding third is Langford. Here's the throw home. He dives. He's safe. Are you kidding me on that play? The A's had the inning wrapped up. Wilson was there, but Soderstrom called him off. So Wilson took his arm away from making the catch. The ball dropped in. Langford running hard from first scores. And the Rangers lead it 2-1. That just happened.
Game-winning double, man.
Okay.
When Carter told me that last night, I watched it happen live. I watched it all. But when Carter said, yeah, it was listed as a double, I was like, that's ridiculous. That's right. Hilarious. I love it.
Manfred, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make you a deal. I always say that Rob Manfred hates baseball.
That's true. You do say that.
I will change my tune on this if he will change this stupid rule. The idea that if you don't touch the baseball, it can't be an error is insanity.
That was a complete error, a mental error by both.
Yeah. And if you want to give both of them an error on that play, right on. If you only want to assign it to the hierarchy of baseball and whose call it really was, I'm fine with that as well. But there's no way that I will ever, ever believe that that should be a double. Ever. I don't think it should be a single with a one-base error. That is a two-base error. And by the way, side note to all of this, hell of a hustle from Wyatt Langford. Because even then, he barely scored. But he was hustling.
So, shortstop's going back, seizing the ball. In the infield, the shortstop has all of the control. He's supposed to catch. Everybody says, okay, that's the pecking order. Outfielder has the card on shortstop, no matter who the outfielder is. Center fielder on everybody. All right, that's the order. As the shortstop's going out, he looks like he's got it. Left fielder's coming in. Last second, shortstop bails, and the ball falls between them. That is erroneous on both parts.
Yes.
The shortstop shouldn't have waited that late to do it. He should have, you know, bailed out of that a lot earlier. But the left fielder should have been prepared to take that ball at any time.
Yeah.
But it was shallow. It was a very shallow, high pop-up. You're right. And that's what Mike was saying. That's what everybody's tweeting. this is why you hustle.
Yeah.
This is why no matter what is where the pop-up, it's a routine pop-up, dude.
Yeah.
Except for it wasn't. And the fact that Wyatt Langford was running hard. Now, he didn't run real hard until he saw the ball fall. He was running hard enough to be there.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, they picked up the ball as he was rounding third. This is what's so amazing to me is how fast Wyatt Langford is. We've seen some plays in the outfield that are very special. But he's rounding third as they're picking the ball up.
Yeah.
And then he slides head first. What an amazing slide, too, to miss that tag. But that was great hustle on Wyatt Langford's part.
And we were talking about, you know, before that, and I think we'll get into this a little bit more, but a tremendous defensive play for the Rangers out in center with John Gray on the hill that could have prevented, that would have put the A's ahead. And so
you
see a tremendous defensive play from the Rangers, and then you see a boneheaded defensive play from the A's, and that...
And that's the difference with this team this year, too, is how good their defense actually has been.
You're right about that. And that was the difference in the game last night, absolutely.
Kevin, let's focus in on that specific pitcher, too. How much faith does Bruce Bochy have that it's his first day back, and I'm going to put him in a tie, one-run game. I'm going to put him in a moment with two runners on that is so important. I trust John Gray to be there and then go out for another inning. And John Gray delivers, man. Like makes me feel really confident that during this injury, they still had a plan for him to be useful in a big way for this team.
I think I would be like, oh, hey, thanks a lot, Skip. But like you can
no,
tell,
he took it, man.
John
he
Gray
knew.
Had been dying to get out here.
He loves it,
and I love it because to that description that you just set up, and you set it up perfectly. We talk all the time about the closer versus being a leverage relief pitcher.
Yes.
That was
a high leverage moment.
Yeah. That game, I know a couple other things happened after that. That game could have well been decided right there. Mm-hmm. So it's not technically a save or the closing situation, but kind of felt like it was.
And
so,
you need guys to go into the game thinking that way.
Sure.
Like this, I know the moment, I recognize it, and this is my opportunity to help the team. You know, we talk about the Cowboys and them saying whatever it is to help the team, I'll move anywhere. We talk about Josh Smith and these other guys. We asked Bochy about that the other day, about being able to move guys around and help whatever it is. And that's one of the things I've loved about John Gray is he's like, look, man, I just want to help this team. He did it helping them win a World Series, didn't have enough opportunities, but got the one that mattered.
This is fascinating from the 817. All right, Kevin, let's take it a step further. If you get thrown out at second base, you shouldn't get credit for a single. Whoa.
That would be a...
It's just an out.
Because it was part of the whole run of it. No, I understand that.
Interesting. Interesting.
But not all... Now we're doing too much.
Okay. All right. Corey's in his comfy chair. He's like, I only got time for so many things. All right. This is wild to me. I have a trio of statistics for you.
That means three.
That is correct. Would you have still known that if I said I have a triumvirate of statistics for you?
No, but if you'd have said trifecta, I would have been like, I know that because,
All right. I have a thruple of statistics
for
you.
Oh, yeah. We know about thruples, don't we?
Oh. So,
I saw a show and they were talking about it.
Hey, Alec, I promise I have baseball information. Quick question for you. If you had a friend, like not your best friend, but more than an acquaintance, like a solid friend, and they said, hey, buddy, I'm in a thruple.
How solid?
And we do everything together. Do you think you would ramp down the amount of time you hang out with that person?
I feel like it's maybe none of my business. You know,
but
if
like,
we're being honest, I would try to look past it.
Okay, good man.
Or would you say, you know what?
No.
I kind of want to watch this this thing.
No.
Not like watch like that. I just kind of want to observe how it could be chaos, dude. You don't know.
I am curious about the logistics of the everyday run of the
thruple. Yeah.
Not like just out and about in the world. Is there a hierarchy of the triangle? Like, I don't know. All right, Shohei Ohtani. He homered yesterday, his fifth consecutive game hitting a home run that ties a Los Angeles Dodgers record. He is also the first major league player to hit a home run in five straight games since, you probably could have guessed it, Aaron Rodgers last year. It was either him or Shohei.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Judge.
Okay, I was like, holy cow.
He can do everything. It's because he didn't get the vaccine.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding, people.
Oh, my gosh. What
relax.
Are you doing right now?
It was Aaron Judge was the last player to hit a home run in five straight games.
And we were there for one of them.
Yes, we were.
And Kevin, quite honestly, he shouldn't have had that home run. That was a stat padding home run at the end of a game that was basically done in the sixth inning.
I hear
you. You know it. Everybody should have gone home in the sixth inning in that game.
I'm not here to dispute.
Everybody.
By the way, a lot of people did go home in the sixth inning, not thinking he would come back up again.
And then
so they
did.
Probably bummed that they missed his home run.
Probably so.
All right. So there's option number one. Is that the most astonishing statistic I'll tell you in this trio? Next option, the by God Colorado Rockies. They were victorious because that's just what they do.
I was confused when I saw, I don't know, one of my alerts tell me the statistics. So please lay this out better for me.
So the Rockies beat the Cardinals 6-0. It is the first time they've shut out an opponent since May 15th. Of last season.
Okay.
That is 220 games without a shutout. That's the third longest run in MLB history. Let's compare. Do you know how many shutouts the Rangers have put on their opponents this year? 9.
Wow. That's because we have great pitching.
That is true.
You know, when I read this yesterday, Kevin, this is why I was confused. I read it as 220 years, and I was like, the Rockies haven't even – we've barely been a country that long.
Man, that's a great point. All right.
So I was very confused. That's really interesting stat, though.
It is. All right, so
– I think that's better than the
Ohtani. Okay, so that's your leader
and
so
Aaron
far.
Rodgers
All
one,
right,
yeah.
Let's talk about Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander. He got the win for the Giants yesterday. Good for him. That broke a 16-game winless streak.
Mm-hmm.
So this was start number 17 that already ranked as the longest run in Giants history.
Really?
Without a win. So you have somebody that's going to be a Hall of Famer, and they just broke the record for the longest run of consecutive starts without a win. And again, we talked with Bochy yesterday, and he was like, there's still something romantic about the starting pitching win. And then he said his wife was mad that they took batting average off the screen. I love that.
So I agree that like we can't just base wins on the
sure.
pitcher. I agree
sure.
that we can't.
Sure.
But there is something to be said for we know that because, A, that pitcher's going up against the other ace, too.
Sure.
You know, and he can't control what his team does at the plate. But there is something to be said about, you know what, that guy's going to the mound for us today, and we're going to win.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's where that stands is, like, we are a team. He's not just a pitcher. We're going out there, and he's going to give us the chance to win, and we're going to give him the chance to have that on his W. And I think that's important.
And that's one of the things we talked about yesterday is the Rangers have done such a good job at converting Jacob DeGrom, specifically converting those quality starts
yeah.
into some wins. Alec, can you give me cut number 12? Because in a year where we've seen some unbelievable catches, I think you got to add this one to the list.
First timer here, just in case. This one out to deep center. Young back at the wall. Jacob Young defying gravity.
So it looks like he got his glove.
It's like in Wicked.
Yeah, that's right. Part one. It looks like he got his glove like a good 3 feet over the wall.
Wow.
When he was jumping. Now, the Nationals still lost 5-0, so good job. Man. It wouldn't have mattered. But he did make that catch, and it was amazing. No, I'm just kidding. Like, that catch is amazing. If you get the chance, you want to watch the video yourself. I just wanted to relay the call to you as well, because I thought that it was...
That was a good call.
It was
a
good
call. That was a real good call. I like that.
And it was super exciting, so good for them. All right, Corey, I have relevant baseball information, but you're not going to like it.
All right, then why would you bring it up?
Because I think you need to know.
You said
it.
Relevant.
Yeah, it's relevant.
And important?
Yeah, I think it is important. But you're not going to like it.
Okay.
So the Astros won again. They have now won four straight.
Yeah, the Rangers go on a win streak, and the Astros are like, us too.
Yes, that is true. But luckily, the Mariners are like, yeah, we can be okay.
Yeah.
But the Astros, with their four straight wins at 60 and 42, they are now once again tied for the best record in the American League.
Well, that's cool for them and everything. That's cool. Rangers are hunting you down right now. Be prepared. All right? That is where I stand with this Rangers team right now. The Rangers are hunting, and the Astros are just going to hold on as long as they can until the Rangers take it away from them by the end of the season.
Whoo! I love it. From the 469, did the Hulkster really die? From the 903, guys, Hulk Hogan just passed away. This is true. That's why I got to turn it on, leave it on. We talked about it about 30 minutes ago, but I thought it was a fascinating segment. I'm sure we'll talk about it. Well, maybe in crosstalk, because I said no more wrestling today because we took up a whole lot of time with that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some AM on the FM?
We got the question of the day plus wrestling. No, I'm kidding. We're going to hear how much baseball has evolved in such a short amount of time from one of my favorite players in the league. Next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, dude. And we are brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And what you're gonna do when Kevin, Corey, and Alec Medford run wild on you? Yeah! Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
I have no idea how I'm supposed to follow that up, but it's time for AM.
It was pretty accurate, right?
Exactly. That's why I have no idea how to follow that up.
Aren't you glad that I said that instead of some of his other rants?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
we got to be fair.
If you're not educated, I will quote Seth Rollins when he was talking to Kay Adams a few weeks ago, and she didn't know anything about his past. Just Google it. Just Google it. But it is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. And today, a real American. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Plus, during my TikTok doom scrolling that I do nightly at this point because it's a problem, some audio that I found from Barstool talking to Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals, who, one, he's got one of the best nicknames in all of pro sports with the Pasquatch. And two, he is a hilarious human being, too. I follow him on Twitter. I'm obviously not a Royals fan. I don't follow them whatsoever. But he is just such a fun person to follow. Because I remember there was a stat whenever Shohei made his return to pitching, how he touched 102 for the second time of his career in... I think it was counting both the WBC and Major League Baseball. He had only done that twice. Both times were against Vinny Pasquantino. And when he saw that stat, he just quote tweeted it and he said, "What the heck?" And I was like, "Yep, you're getting a follow from me." That, I don't know why that sold me. But he was talking about his time in the minor leagues, which was during the COVID season. So had to make a major life change before he ended up being an everyday player. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, we go to the National Day calendar.
Oh.
There's actually two that I was torn between forming a question around. It's National Drive-Thru Day.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's also National Refreshment Day, which is the fourth Thursday in July every year.
And I think it's also Karl Malone's birthday.
Which is interesting
with the Hulk situation.
We can skip that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. They had a huge pay-per-view match.
That's true. But again, I do think we can skip over that one. I'm going to go with National Refreshment Day here, gentlemen, and I'm going to ask what the ultimate refreshment is for you. You can paint the scene and everything because, for me, it will always be on a hot summer day, you give me a lemonade and life is A-OK.
Huh.
I'm going to be A-OK.
See, I go with the yellow Gatorade. I think it comes through in so many situations. It's delightful even when you're not dying. But if you've done something athletic or you're coming back from sickness, I think it's very clutch. So I will go with the yellow Gatorade.
Yeah, when I'm sick, it is always I will grab one yellow and one orange Gatorade. Those are the two best Gatorades. Facts. Everybody knows it. I used to think they had vitamins in them, and that's why I would take them. And I was like, oh, there's no vitamin C in this orange Gatorade? Oh, crud. I did not. Well, I still drink them anyway because I need the electrolytes and the hydration.
Yep.
I'm going to go with two different refreshments here for different purposes. The hot day after mowing a yard and I don't have anything else to do today, the first beer. And I'm going to go with a bottle of Dos Equis. I do like a Dos Equis. The first beer, though, nice bubbly. It's refreshing. It's gone. But, man, I've also been up in hot attics before. I've dug some hot ditches before. And a Topo Chico. Just popping open a bubbly. And our great plumber, Michael Talbot. One day he was doing some work and I gave him a Topo Chico after he had finished and he was like, "Dude, this is my favorite drink after a day like this is a Topo Chico."
Is it like flavored water or
okay.
I don't know.
All right, Kevin.
My wife loves those.
It is soda water. Now they do have lime flavor, they have grapefruit flavor, those are available too, but it's just soda water. Whatever their how does it make bubbles again? CO2. Whatever their recipe is on how much bubbles they get is perfect.
Okay.
And like there are other options out there. I just don't like the way that it hits. So that is the Topo Chico on a warm summer day is the best refreshment.
Man, my dad went through whenever I want to say it was like middle school. When I was in middle school, he was on a huge sparkling water kick. That's when I started seeing Topo Chico everywhere, and it felt like restaurants started picking it up, too.
Yep.
And again, just the same reason that I hate tea, he would switch my water with his when I wasn't looking. So then when I get a little bit of spicy water instead of some, you know, actual refreshing water, I'm like, dude, what are we doing
spicy
here?
Water.
So another thing that I hate because of his pranks. Why is it spicy? Why?
Alec, I think you would enjoy this. Yesterday we were talking with Scott Agolnik with the Dallas Cowboys. He said his favorite drink was tea, and I said, have you ever thought about drinking something better? And then he also told us that he really likes tequila, which was fun.
Mm.
Huh. He's an aficionado.
Yeah, he is.
I know. I still need to try the one that that Dak Prescott himself has. I think it's called Volteo. I've seen it at the store a few times. I need to try that one. But for National Refreshment Day, 877-881-1053, your favorite refreshments. I just can't do the sparkling water again. I think it's spicy.
Look, it's not for everybody. I get it. I understand.
That's my new favorite description.
Spicy water. That's why I'm going to start saying it. Hey, can you pick me up a spicy water, please?
Yeah, it just it doesn't sit on the palate well. It doesn't. From the 214 mineral water. But we see the 817 carbonated water.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is mineral water that's different than regular water? I know that's probably a really dumb question.
Got minerals.
Okay, but like, does it taste different or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know.
I'm simple when it comes to my water. I don't need anything fancy.
Give it to me out of the tap.
Exactly. Like, just as long as it's filtered, as long as it's clean water, I will drink it. It doesn't need to be anything fancy. So I don't do the mineral water. I don't do the sparkling water. I don't do the Topo Chico. I don't do any of that. Mm. So I am as dumb as it gets when it comes to that stuff. I'm the wrong person to ask. Absolutely the wrong person to ask. From the 469, purple body armor. Body armor, I think, has evaded me. I don't think I've tried it before.
My kid Carter is now a body armor person, and he loves the strawberry banana, and he loves the purple. So yeah, that's the thing right now. Every he wants to stop at Bucky's on road trips because they have a good selection of body armor. Is the reason he was like, they have a good selection there.
Let's see, from the 214, this is real specific. We got a bit of a cocktail going on from the 214. Captain Morgan, Parrot Bay, and then Gatorade all mixed together. It's refreshing, hydrating, and it will relax you.
Okay, I like that.
Let's see.
Somebody said Topo Chico tastes like what I imagine TV static tastes like.
Exactly. And
that's a fantastic description of it. That is awesome.
Have you guys seen the videos where they'll like give it to their dog and they don't know that it's in the bowl?
Oh,
it's going to be carbonated water instead of regular water, and the dog's faces, they just scrunch up like it's the worst thing they've ever had.
Spicy water.
Man.
Spicy.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah, one of these days, I'm going to try that with one of my dogs and see what they do, because those videos are hilarious. For the 214, the Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
Mm. Oh, my older son, that was his favorite drink for the longest time.
Yeah, growing up, it was Sprite. Like, Sprite was, what was our selections, Kevin? Sprite, Tab, Squirt.
Tab, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you didn't drink
Mellow
Squirt
Yellow.
Because of those rumors.
Then you had, then Mountain Dew jumped up.
Have you never heard that? There was rumors that if you drank Squirt, it would make your ding-dong smaller.
Huh.
And you know, that's a great marketing technique. Is just to send that idea out there.
One of those ladies 100% turned back around when I said that.
What are they doing on radio?
Oh, man. From the 972, this is one of the best answers so far. The Mexican glass bottled Coke.
Yes.
Dude,
those are insanely good.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know what, too? And so now that we're kind of in that direction, I was in Memphis last week, and I had an agua fresca. It was a piña, so it was pineapple. Dude, agua frescas are fantastic. And as Ruben said the other day, if you see bees around the agua fresca, you know that S is sweet. All right? The bees know where sugar is.
Man, I don't know which I like better. The bees know where sweet is, where the sugar is, or it's like spicy water. That's tough, man.
Oh, man. God, I think I put together the dumbest segment this week, and I'm proud of it. Oh, no, wait, we got 1:30 tomorrow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we do.
Keep those coming in. 877-881-1053. It is National Refreshment Day, your favorite refreshing beverage. But I saw Mountain Dew somewhere in the fan text as it has completely obliterated itself here on my computer.
It's great.
That was definitely mine growing up. I was the stereotypical Mountain Dew and Doritos kid that was playing Call of Duty until like 2 in the morning. That was me growing up. So it has a special place in my heart. I almost never drink it now. But every now and then, when it is super hot outside, I've been outside for a while, I'm like, you know what? Let's head to the gas station and pick one up. Because why not?
Mm-hmm. I love them. I love them.
And then I like this from the 830, last one we'll get to here before we hear from Vinny Pasquantino. Blue Gatorade, but the one that has the special top. The skinnier bottles that have the nozzle
yes.
top.
Yes.
I don't know why it hits different, but it does.
Dude, it does, because I think, because those are like the squeeze bottles that are locked up to match with your fingers, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm, you get what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, for grip of your drink, so you have better grip on your drink.
I agree. Even though it's a worse value, because it feels like similar price for a little bit less.
Yes.
If it matches with your fingers, I'm with you. I agree with that person.
It's right. Like a glove.
All right, guys. Vinny Pasquantino.
Sorry, that was a shocker.
No. From the Kansas City Royals. He was on with Barstool on one of their podcasts. And he was talking about the 2020 season, which he was still in the minor leagues at that point. So remember, there was no minor league season. And he wasn't exactly like a highly touted prospect back then, but he's really good at baseball now. So we, luckily, because of the pandemic, it helped baseball realize, okay, the kind of system that we have for minor league players and how they're paid, it's not great. This is very emblematic of that, because listen to what Pasquantino had to do while his season was suspended to make ends meet.
2020, didn't play, worked at a burger shop. I saw an advertisement for a job listing, so I went for an interview, first and only job interview I've ever been on. I was super nervous.
So this was 2020?
Yeah.
And you took a hiatus from baseball?
Yeah, because we didn't play. The major league played, right, but yeah. I was in the minors. So they had like alternate site camps, but I wasn't good enough to get invited, so I stayed at home, worked. I thought I was making $9 an hour and found out I was making $8 an hour, so that sucked.
No.
Nine would have been so much better.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy that, like, 5 years ago you were making $8 an hour.
Yeah, I remember watching opening day. It was Yankees Nationals. Nobody's in the
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
God, I think Giancarlo Stanton hit one like 600 feet to left center. I'm like actively cooking a burger. And, he's hitting a homer, so that was pretty cool.
Did you like know, like, oh, the money's coming, it's only a matter of time?
No, that's why I was working at the burger shop.
I'm telling you guys, he's one of the funniest guys in baseball right now. But after I was done laughing, I was like, dang. There was a lot of guys that were having to do that mm-hmm. when minor league baseball yeah. was either out of season or when it was suspended because of the pandemic. They weren't getting paid. So they had to work real jobs. And I remember that like 2021, 2022 area, you were starting to see some names get called up and like on their graphics on TV and the tweets that you would see, it would be like, yeah, he was working at Target just like 8 months ago. And now he's in Major League Baseball. Or he was a UPS driver for 2 years. And now he's a Major League Baseball player because they had to pay the bills and minor league baseball wasn't doing it for them. So they're in a much better place now. And Pasquantino himself is a major league player, an everyday player. So it's just a reminder of in a few short years, we've really come a far way in terms of how baseball players are treated, what they're making and everything. It's in a lot better place than it was, and it's really cool to hear. It's a great reality check there that, hey, you know, these guys are human too. They got to make the ends meet. But again, he's a great Twitter follow, even though, you know, we're Ranger fans around here, you know, so we can't really support him in season, but he is hilarious.
Yeah,
he is hilarious.
I'm glad that you brought that to the table. That was
fun.
Really funny.
It was fun.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. The NFLPA is an S show. The Pope gets a bear shirt. And, of course, a Browns photographer fell into the lake. We'll do it all next right here in The Fan.
Mayfield to the air, to the end zone, to Evans for the touchdown. His second touchdown grab of the day. The fourth touchdown for Baker Mayfield.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan, live from Dallas Cowboys training camp, courtesy of the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table, and Bar. And right now, let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
Dip it, rip it.
And he was not going to say it. I was staring right at him, too. Baker Mayfield. I'm going to go ahead and pay off the audio we played right there. I thought this was really fascinating, and we're going to talk with Brian Schottenheimer tomorrow. I might kind of want to ask him this as well, because one of the things Baker Mayfield said that he feels like has allowed him to succeed with the Bucs is he was like, this isn't to S on other teams and franchises, but when you step in and your GM and your head coach say, hey, just be you. After I've been told at every stop and everywhere I go, you need to tone it down a little bit. You need to be a franchise quarterback. It's just not who I am. And I appreciated that. And I wonder a little bit more about like coaches talking about people and players of being just who they are and not changing who they are.
Yeah, that's a great question for Schottenheimer too, with the concept, the idea of adapting talent. When you get a player, do you say, now I need you to be this? Or do you say, I want that player to be what I saw on film?
Yeah.
Electric in this, all these things. Be what you are. Be yourself. You want to adapt what your team is to the personnel, I think, a lot of times. Otherwise, square peg, round hole, it isn't going to work out.
Now, the morning, the news of the morning, well, obviously it got surpassed by Hulk Hogan dying about an hour or so ago.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, you knew that. We talked about an hour ago. By the way, if you're a King of the Hill fan, or maybe you just really like his music, I only knew of him because of King of the Hill. Apparently, Chuck Mangione has died as well.
Oh my God.
As they like to say, dude, on King of the Hill.
I'm not going to lie. I think every time we come out here, we get this.
I mean, and yesterday it was Ozzy.
We had Robin Williams when we were out here the first time.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
So there's that. But before that, the sports news of the day, Justin Fields was carted off his fields. But they have now diagnosed that he has a dislocated toe.
Oh.
So look,
that hurts.
Not good. And I agree with you there.
A lot better than you thought.
But you just assume when somebody gets carted off is that they're like absolutely 100% done for the season.
Oh, yeah. And no, that's the first thought.
So hopefully that will, of course, not be the case.
We actually discussed that yesterday while we were watching practice.
Yes.
We saw a couple guys. We were very fortunate so far 2 days through practice. We haven't had anything severe happen.
Yeah.
But we saw one guy go to the tent. We saw one guy come over and work with the trainer a little bit and then get back out there. And then we saw George Pickens. And the first thing we said was, as long as we don't see the cart is the thing we fear the most.
Yes.
And then so when you hear Justin Fields was on the cart, you're kind of like, oh, no. And then did you really even need it, bro? Come on.
Oh, man. So Lane Johnson, who is a heck of a player, even if we don't like him, I like his breakdown. He told reporters yesterday about the issues that the NFLPA has been having, and he goes, it's an S show, I guess. I mean, it's been that way. People have known that. I've known that. So hopefully it gets better. I think it will. And then he added, he goes, I think the players care more when they realize that their voice is heard. Right now, I feel like we have the weakest union in sports.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't change the way I feel about playing.
Baseball is the strongest one, right?
Correct. Now, yes.
That's kind of what
sure.
Mike would always tell us. He was very, because those guys.
I definitely agree with
have
that.
A ton of respect for what the other guys did before. Like, yeah. That was always the big deal that Mike said. Is like, these guys in the 80s fought for this. These guys, so they fought for that, and we respect that. And it feels like hockey's is pretty good, too. And basketball now has most of the control of basketball anyway. But the NFL, their PA is, we've talked
worst.
About it for years, man.
Which is so weird, especially when I share this next bit of information with you. So because Green Bay is essentially kind of like a publicly owned team, you're able to file freedom of information requests
yes.
to get information about them.
Yes.
So last year alone, NFL teams reportedly received $432.6 million in the league's revenue sharing deal. All right, let's consider that to start. The next thing I want to go with on that is because of that, we learned that the Packers' profit in 2023 was $60.1 million.
Okay.
This last year, it was $83.7 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And a big part of that was local revenue, in part because of the ninth home game. Like, that's going to vary every other year. But just think about it. If a team like the Packers is making $60 to $84 million in profit
mm-hmm.
per year, can you even start to fathom how much profit the Cowboys make?
I mean, no wonder they have to eat out of tuna cans and Vienna sausage.
No.
Because they're not making
any. They should be able to buy everything that they want. Those factories.
They're not making any profit. I mean, that's why you really have to squeeze the players whenever it's time for their contracts.
Yeah. Or I would take what the Eagles dude said, and I would take that information and I would say, hey, there's probably multiple teams that are making hundreds of
yes.
millions of dollars of profit per year.
Yes.
Let's figure that out.
Nope. Why would you do that?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you know what's really interesting is the NFLPA is like Jerry Jones and the Cowboys when it comes to negotiating. You know they're going to back down.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're going to lose, and the other side's going to get exactly what they want.
Essentially, yeah.
Yes. Let's go from that to, did you see the Bears shirt that Pope Leo got?
No, I did not.
All right. So
he's a White Sox fan.
Yes.
He's also a Bears fan?
He's a Chicago guy.
All right.
And so some fans at the Vatican gave him a shirt that says, Da Pope.
Da Pope. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
And it's crazy, too, because like I could see why the security guards are very nervous. But the Pope went over there and started shaking hands with people and everything like that, and they gave him a shirt. Da
nice.
Pope.
Da Pope. I like that a lot. That's
absolutely.
Cool.
Me too. Now, I know you know the answer, so I want you to clear your brain of that answer. If I would have told you, give me a couple options. If I would have told you at a team function to reveal alternate universe, alternate uniforms, not universes, one of the photographers fell into the lake.
Okay.
Who I know you know the answer, but who are the teams that would come to mind?
Jets.
Oh, the Jets is a good one.
They bumble around a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of maybe the Panthers. I could see that happening.
Ooh, okay.
A little bit.
Would you think the Giants, perhaps? They're not on that level yet.
Where? No. They. I mean, they are in a weird way. But, no, I don't feel like they – because the Tom Coughlin Super Bowls and the Parcells Super – the history of these teams kind of puts them in that – but, yeah, I would say them. There is one other team that it just absolutely makes sense.
And it is, of course, the team it happened to, the Cleveland Browns. And so this is the most Cleveland Browns thing. So they were releasing their new helmet reveal, mm-hmm. right? And so they had a giant helmet kind of like on this sort of dock, and so people are taking pictures, and one photographer is on the far right edge taking a picture, and then he took a step too far and bloop.
Oh, he went too far right.
Yes, and he fell into the lake.
Kevin, here's the thing, and I know you're looking at it right now. I've seen that video maybe 50 times already.
Did you really?
All right, because I did watch it a bunch, and then it was on TV this morning a lot.
And plus,
here's the thing. I can't remember what the helmet looks like.
It's all brown.
But that's what I'm saying is all I can remember is the dude falling off. I don't remember the helmet. And that's what the whole point was.
It happened so fast, too. The time between when they finished taking the cover off and the time that dude fell over is like half a second.
Here's the thing. Do you think that was planned? That is Kevin, I don't know if you know or not, whenever a video gets lots of views and likes and
sometimes it's not real.
It's viral. But that's called viral. Mm-hmm. And that thing is viral right now. Mm-hmm. And it was free. Like the marketing for it was pretty, if they had just revealed it that way and this dude hadn't fallen, then everybody shows it for a second and moves on with their lives. But because this dude fell, that video's out there, and now that's free marketing all over.
It does kind of feel like a bit, because it looks like the mascot is doing like wacky exaggerations and throwing things to him in the water.
I don't know if you saw too. There was a
a jet ski right there. Yeah,
just right there, ready to help out.
Yeah, so it definitely feels like a bit, but it worked.
Fan host most likely to fall in water while taking a sports picture. Somebody says Choppy. I don't think so. Geo, me. It could be me. I could definitely.
You need Woolchuck?
I love bits, so I'm definitely trying to do that. But I don't want to have a good camera, man. That would be, that's expensive.
Yeah.
So,
man, that's what we should have found out. Look at the camera he comes out of the water with. Yeah. And you're like, nope, that's fake.
Was it one of those Nokia Rebels or whatever?
That was a garbage camera. He knew that he was.
Nikon.
Yeah, he was falling in the drink. And by the way, last thing for you real quick. Did you see that an NFL writer had to get the Good Morning Football, the GMFB, tattooed on their leg after losing a bet to Peter Schrager?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jarrett Bailey said, if the Broncos go 10-7 and make the playoffs, I'll get GMFB tattooed on my body. And they did, and he said a bet's a bet. And again, we discussed this a lot. The point of a bet where you win nothing. And that's what he did. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Oso Odighizuwa next right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.